furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yeah, this is encouraging. One of our coworkers just tweeted, "I've never wanted a week to end so badly, and it's only Tuesday." So Sean's in a very bad place right now. Meanwhile, he's barely worked the last 2 weeks, and he wants this week to end. And why? Because there's a caller and there are a few Giant fans that are rooting for the Eagles? Is that really causing you such hysteria?
It's not callers. I love our callers. It's not the Eagles. I think it's just we have capped off on Tuesday, and it's just this Eagles are in the Super Bowl, Saquon arguing, Giant fans eating each other alive, Tommy has no backbone as a Giant fan, like all of it. And I understand this is why we're here, right? The Super Bowl week and all of it, for me, maybe my blood just beats a little different as a Giant fan. I don't like this week.
I want to sell
I'm
you
annoyed
on...
with the Eagles' presence.
Okay.
Week.
I want to sell you on an idea I told Tiki. I whispered to him while you were doing a read before on maybe a reason why you should consider rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, just hear me out, Giant fans. I am not rooting for the Eagles, by the way. I'm rooting for the Chiefs. I want Mahomes to win a Super Bowl. I can't stand Philadelphia. Like, this is a no-brainer for me.
And you wore an Eagle hoodie today.
I'm not wearing an Eagle. I'm wearing a green hoodie.
You're wearing a Jet hoodie.
That's more of a Jet hoodie.
Yeah, it's a Jet hoodie, even though it's not even a Jet hoodie. So think about it. You hate Cowboy fans, right, Giant fans?
Yes.
Like, that's what Lawrence and OKC said. That's what Tommy has said. Tiki, you're certainly no fan of the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm a double hater.
Okay. We don't like the Cowboys. What would bother Cowboy fans more than the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
And they're closer to the Eagles, at least they have been, in the last couple of years.
That's right.
Than we are.
And they haven't even gotten to a championship game in how many decades. So, not saying this should be the end-all be-all, but one positive on the Eagles winning is the pain it will cause the Cowboy fan in your life that you also despise.
That was the tease payoff?
That so you know, well, Tiki bought it. You don't buy that?
The best you got?
You don't buy that?
You don't think Cowboy fans will be upset if the Eagles win a championship?
Okay. All right. If that was Evan's point, would
that is my point. What I just
said. No. Hold on. No. But you're not thinking about the point from the point.
What's the point from the point?
Cowboy fans would be miserable. You know who else would be miserable? Us, because we also hate the Eagles. That is the point. So, yes, okay, great. The Eagles win. Ha ha, Cowboy fans. I'm the same thing. Why would I want that?
Because at least they're unhappy, too. You know what I mean?
They're unhappy. They just hired Brian Schottenheimer. They got their own problems.
Can Sean, real quick for Sean here. So you're rooting. We know why. Look, we get it. We hate the Eagles. We hate you hate their fans. I hate their fans. You hate their fans. Were you rooting for the Mets over the Phillies?
Was I rooting for the Mets over the Phillies?
Yeah, when you asked the question back to me, I played that game with Craig all the time.
I'm trying to remember.
You don't want to answer. Rooting for the Phillies.
No, I wasn't. So to be honest with you, I had to think for a second. When did the Mets play the Phillies? That was just playoff.
I think we got to get to the crux of this, but go ahead.
I will tell you the same answer I had a little while ago. I wasn't rooting for anybody. Whatever happened, happened.
Can you admit this then? The biggest reason you're rooting against the Eagles is because if Saquon Barkley wins a Super Bowl with the Eagles, it will make the Giants look bad, and you can't live with that.
Well, there's two things at play here. I think the Giants already look bad publicly, and there's no stopping that train, even if I disagree with the reasoning.
So why do you care now?
Why do I care now? I care for the same reason I cared in 2018 when I didn't work with any of you, which is I hate the Philadelphia Eagles, and I don't want to see them win Super Bowls. That's it. I used to love and cherish the idea that the Eagles couldn't win a single Super Bowl. Then they did. Then they beat the Patriots. I don't want them to start closing the gap on the Giants.
This is a new layer to this.
Sure,
this
sure,
is unprecedented. You've never had this
before. It's an added layer, but ultimately, I promise, and there's no way to prove this, I promise you, I would have the same hatred this week if it was just the Eagles. Now, there's more personally on the line because I crapped on the side.
Sure. I feel like you're living too much in history. Like you're,
probably.
You're taking history that is not relevant to right now, to the last decade even, and you're making it a deciding factor in your decisions or your emotions, or I don't even know what I'm talking about, but the Eagles have been so much better over the last decade. Give Howie Roseman so much credit. I just read this article about him, about how much of a grind it was to get to where he was and have the real power that he has now to shape championship teams because of who his coaches were, right? Andy Reid was just kind of like, all right, do this.
Right.
Andy Reid was making all the decisions, and then Chip Kelly came, and Chip Kelly wanted to do all the same things that Andy Reid was doing, and for some reason, the Eagles let him do it. And so he like was just this secondary figure. And then they finally, all right, Chip, get out of here. Howie, take over. You're the general manager. And look what's happened.
Yeah.
And so you give him credit for just getting a chance to create winners. And so think of how good they've been for the last decade.
Oh, I agree.
And so to try to wrap in giant 80s and 90s history to this story doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, so I'm going to try to speak to this like at a level of whatever. Like, I get that Howie Roseman's great. I'm jealous. I wish Howie Roseman was running the Giants. To me, this is where it comes into play. The Eagles are so good and so well run that the moment they get another here, I do fear a bit of a dynasty being ripped off. And to me, I don't know, like when I grew up as a fan, my father ingrained in me, and maybe he was nuts himself, which is you are a fan of, you know, the Yankees, Giants, Nets, Rangers, and these are the teams that are our rivals. Mm-hmm. And our rivals, basically, you don't spit on them if they're on fire. And to me, the Eagles are in that vein. They're one of like five teams I can't stand the most, so I don't want them to start budding a dynasty. That's it.
Yeah, but what if it's inevitable?
No, it's not inevitable.
Well, if it's
dynasty, there will be no dynasty as long as the Kansas City Chiefs walk God's green earth. I'll tell you that.
That's the thing, Tiki, and I think that's why I'm fearful. You can't control the inevitable. So all I can control what's in front of me right now, which is I'm praying to the football gods that this team does not win the Super Bowl. That's it.
I can guarantee you one thing, Tiki, and Howie Roseman is the best GM in football, maybe the best GM in sports. I got nothing but respect for the Eagles, and they're going to be good every year. Okay, now that I got that out of the way, they ain't going to be a dynasty.
No, I mean,
you know why?
It's an overused term, but there's only...
Well, there is one. There's currently one going on right now.
I know.
But... And what does that dynasty have?
championships.
Yeah, but what does it have that the Eagles do not have?
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
The Eagles' former coach.
That's a part of it. They have an all-time quarterback.
Of course.
Jalen Hurts is good. He's good. No issue with him. He will never be the quarterback of a dynasty. He may win a championship.
How do you know?
Because
all it takes is a one in your pocket. He's already
been to
two now.
I'm going to tell you why, Sean. Because to me, if I'm going to give you an NFL historian opinion, there's really only been, let's say, the Chiefs are a dynasty, the Patriots are a dynasty. I'd say the Niners were close to one. I'd say the Niners were close to being a dynasty.
Steelers.
The Steelers of the 70s and the Packers, because it predates the Super Bowl and then goes into the Super Bowl. Think about who the quarterbacks were for all of those teams.
No doubt, dude. But
who were they? Let's go through them.
Bradshaw,
Bart
Montana.
Starr, Terry Bradshaw, Joe Montana, Tom Brady, and Patrick Mahomes. Jalen Hurts is, and you know this, Teague, he's a good quarterback.
Of course he is.
He ain't that.
Yeah, but they win differently. But
okay.
Go ahead.
They do win differently. They're a different built team. And by the way, that's part of a debate people have had about Terry Bradshaw forever. Evan, you don't know what we're going to think about Jalen Hurts 10 years from now. That's all I'm saying.
I'm confident that we won't be saying that. He may be a Hall of Famer, but I don't think on that kind of level. But we'll see. It's the beauty of sports, right? Let's go to Ike in Brooklyn. What's up, Ike?
Guys, how you doing?
We're good.
Good.
Okay, Evan, you're an Islander fan. You must root for the Eagle.
Excuse me?
You know what?
Why?
You're an Islander fan.
I'm an Islander fan who has to root for the Eagles. Why? Because the Chiefs are going to match the Islanders dynasty of the 80s? Is that the logic you're going to use?
That's exactly correct.
Come on! I can't buy that! By the way, very interesting, though. I give him a lot of credit.
There's no way he's even thinking about that.
With the Lightning a few years ago,
yeah.
Of course.
Nobody's even thinking about that crossover.
It's the same sport. In football, no.
No, the hockey-football crossover is not even close to on people's
minds. I don't
minds.
Think there are sports crossovers when it comes to dynasties. I think we keep it separate for the most part.
I feel like the Islanders were brought up on one of these games this year, primetime, about being a team that has
done that. No, it may be brought up as a team that's accomplished it, but I just, let me give you a great example. Yankee fans. I'll ask you guys. Oh, yeah, you're a Yankee fan. Do the Chiefs winning a championship, which would be a three-peat, right? Haven't been many three-peats.
No.
The Yankees had a three-peat. Is that going to make you think about the Yankees at all?
It's apples and cantaloupes.
Okay. At all.
Cantaloupes are the fruit.
I don't even know. It doesn't work at all. Or the Lakers. You think Laker fans right now, they're thinking about Luka. Are they thinking about, if the Chiefs win three in a row, they match our three in a row.
Or the Bulls. No, nobody is.
I don't think so at all. And the reason I brought up the Yankees is because they're a New York team, and so we have Yankee fans who may say, I'm rooting against the Chiefs because of... In fact, I have not heard, and I can't tell you I listen to every second of WFAN, but I listen a lot. I listen to a lot of Big Mac. I listen to a lot of Keith. I listen a lot. I have not heard one caller call up and say, hey guys, here's why I'm rooting against the Chiefs, the Yankees.
No.
So the Islander one,
it's a different side of your brain or a different part of your sports brain.
Let's go. Yes. Let's go to Ron in Port Jefferson. Hey, Ron.
Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
So, I have Saquon college jersey. I go to Giant games. This guy Lawrence is a clown. If you want to go to the Philadelphia Green and score with the Eagles, then go. But we will not root for you.
All right. Well, your phone is cutting out, Ron, but I understand. Ron made Sean very nervous because the way he started the phone call by talking about having Saquon's college jersey, Sean was afraid it was going the other way.
Yeah, his phone connection was worse than Dave Gettleman's.
Peter is in New Jersey. What's up, Peter?
Hey, so I agree with Sean. One of the reasons are you're a fan of the team, right? If a player goes to a different team, that's great. I can like that player, but I'm not going to root for that other team, especially if they're a rival. Now, Evan, got a question for you.
Yes.
You're a diehard baseball fan, right?
Yes.
That's your number one sport. So which team do you hate more, the Phillies?
Yep.
Phillies or the Braves?
I hate the Atlanta. Boy. I hate the... I went back and forth when they played the playoffs. No, I'm going to give. Yeah. I want to give you the answer. I can't stand both of them. I found myself rooting for the Atlanta Braves in the postseason when they played the last couple of years.
So you despise the Phillies more, right?
I despise
what
their...
AL team do you despise the most?
I mean, you know the answer to that, so why are you asking?
Okay, so if Pete Alonso went to the Phillies and was playing the team that you hate the most in the AL, would you root for your rival?
That's a great question, Peter, because I was on the air in 2009 when the Yankees played the Philadelphia Phillies, and it was very conflicting for me because, remember, the Mets and the Phillies rivalry really met its height during that time period. That was when Jimmy Rollins said, we're the team to beat, and Beltran spoke, and then Cole Hamels came on the show with Joe and I and called the Mets choke artists. Like, Mets-Phillies was a thing during that time period. They go to a second straight World Series. They're playing the Yankees. And I remember it pissed a lot of Yankee fans off, but I was always honest. I said, I'm rooting for the Phillies. And when people would ask me, how could you do that? I'd say, because I live with Yankee fans.
Yeah.
They're my neighbors. So if the Phillies win, I could kind of ignore it more than I can if the Yankees win.
It's close enough that you're not going to fully ignore it.
But it's not down the street.
Yeah, that's a good point.